There might have been a time, once, that Black couldn't control every person he met. He's sure if he tried, he could remember being a child, not yet a weapon nor a god. He would rather not go down that road. Still, there are days he would rather have endless gray than let another person near him. If the world is in color, it means they are watching him, and to watch him is to want things from him. He can feel it without reaching out now, that willingness to submit, the eagerness to have someone else do the thinking, that craving for his attention. Most days, he revels in it, but there are always those other days on the horizon. When even the mirror started watching him, Black got a little weird. Couldn't sleep with eyes on him. He tried covering them, great swathes of black cloth draped all over the house, but he would find them on the floor the next day. He stood in front of one for an hour once, watching back. He's not used to seeing his face in Technicolor. And then, one day, his reflection smiled at him. He reached up to feel his face, but his own mouth was still straight and unmoving. "What's your name?" "Sunshine." "Funny. One in the light, one in the shadow, huh? If you want to look at it that way." "Welcome home, honey," Sunshine says when Black walks in the door, and a obnoxious grin on his face. Why Black has allowed him his mouth, he doesn't know. "What? No greeting for me?" Sunshine says when Black ignores him and goes to his desk. There's nothing he can do about his peak. Black wonders how he can stay so cheerful. Black has had him standing against the wall all day. Everyone knows not to go into his private chambers, so no one will know there's a stranger with his face. Black hasn't decided what to do about him yet. "What are you?" Black says coolly. "Did you think you could come here and take me out?" Sunshine's eyes run over him. He can feel his gaze burning like a brand, even without looking. "Kill you? No." Black gestures, and Sunshine's eyes snap up to look past him. His chin lifts. The eyes don't stop burning, though. Black stands slowly, crossing the space between them. He reaches up to touch this doppelganger for the first time. He's warm. Human. Or as human as Black is, which isn't very. He trails his fingers up the column of his throat, and then he grips it, tight enough to restrict his breathing. Sunshine's eyes give him away again, the eyelashes fluttering as they widen minutely. Black is close enough to count those eyelashes. "I could kill you now, and you couldn't do anything to stop it." "Why don't you?" Sunshine asks, in a low rasp that sends a chill down Black's spine. Black tightens his grip, and he almost thinks he will. He should. But when he can feel Sunshine start to struggle, the unconscious impulses trying to keep him alive, he relaxes his hand. He's breathing nearly as hard as Sunshine. His body might have reacted, but Sunshine, the razor-sharp will he's been learning the contours of since he came through the mirror, never felt scared. Even his most docile subjects feel fear when he needs their lives. There's a flutter of sensation at his back. And before he can understand it and react, Sunshine has grabbed him by the waist and reversed their positions. One strong arm is like a bar over his chest, the other hand resting light on his hip. No one breaks free of his control. Sunshine makes it look easy. It occurs to Black that he should be afraid. That emotion, long dormant, tries to stir in its dusty crypt. Instead, he stills, caught in the light of his regard. No one looks at him like this. He's felt 1,000, 1,000,000 stares. None are like this. "Impossible," he says. "Weren't you lonely and wishing for someone like me?" Sunshine says. There's an edge to it that sounds mocking, but Black can feel the way he looks at him. It's almost warm. That's too much. Black tries to push him off then, but Sunshine holds him like a feral cat. It feels good to be held down. Black struggles harder, hissing, "Stop me!" To his confused wonder, Sunshine understands exactly. He gets one hand pinned beside his head and then he presses Black against the wall with his entire body. It's like being crushed. It's like being held together. Black knows what he wants, then, but he can't ask. He reaches for Sunshine's will, and Sunshine bends his head, sinking his teeth into the point where his neck and shoulder meet. The bright burst of pain whites out the rest of the world. It puts Black back into his body. Into his body for perhaps the first time he remembers. Black throws his head back, shoving one hand into Sunshine's hair to keep him right where he is. He keens when Sunshine relaxes his jaw and lets go. But then he runs his tongue over the bite, hot and stinging. Sunshine flexes his fingers, running his thumb over Black's wrist. "There you go," he says. "Show me just what you want. You've been very lost, haven't you? I've got you." He pulls back then, and Black stares at him wildly. "You're here for me?" he asks. Sunshine runs a hand over the line of his jaw, then leans in, waiting until Black's instinctive flinch passes and he tilts his chin up, cautiously inviting. Sunshine dips his head, taking one kiss that's barely a butterfly press of lips. Black trembles. "You're not alone," Sunshine says. "I've been looking for you for a long time." Black surges up against him, all need, no direction. Sunshine catches him. "You want to let go for a little?" he asks. Black nods and gives himself up to Sunshine's hands. He's the only one who can take his weight. This has been Turned All the Mirrors Around, written by Mina Bird and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Jeff Satter's music videos. Relationship, Black/Sunshine. The End. Dear Erdjord SLV, I know a couple of Jeff's music videos, as you know, because you showed them to me. And I know that you're very deep in this fandom right now. And when I saw that you requested it for ITP, I went looking in the tag for a fix that I might record for you. And I found this one with blanket permission. Read it and absolutely loved it. I mean, the story itself, the sort of, you know, this very moody atmosphere, the weird magical things going on and not much being explained, being very deep in this one character's weird point of view. All of that is stuff I absolutely love, so I wanted to record it for you. And it's also two characters of the two music videos that I know, not that I've watched all of them, but I remember these two and remembered really loving the music. Yeah, and so I decided to record this one. And then I had a look at the music. I had this idea that I could combine the text with the music in some way. I had a look at I did a bit of piano arranging for it, but didn't really like how it sounded. I don't know, I might still do something with that. Depending on how my current plan turns out, which was to have an underscoring of music for the first part of it, and then sort of find a transition into Dum Dum. I have recorded the first part listening to the music, trying to keep in time. This is the first time that I've done something like this. I have recorded Podfix before and then added music afterwards and then adjusted the timing of the narration to the music. This is the first time that I'm doing it the other way around. I first chose the music and edited it, had sections repeat where I knew I needed more time to finish the sentences until I wanted to get to certain changes in the music for changes in the narrative. I'm excited to see how it turns out. If it turns out well, you'll get to hear it when it's time for ITP e-gifts. Anyway, this was really fun and I'm excited to see how it goes. I'm still in the middle of the project. I have recorded, I haven't edited yet. I'm excited for this. Yeah. Happy ITP season!